Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Jump off the cliff making bad decisions. I made some pretty good decisions this week, and I'm grateful because those decisions could have went in completely different directions if I had been emotional and caught up. Listen, let me tell you something. Your feelings don't have nothing to do with it. Hey, TGIF, happy Friday. Let me get off that soapbox again. Thanks for rocking with us. It's the Cypher. It's Friday night, TM Madam Boston, Charlotte.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Yo, I'm beat. The weather's been kicking my ass, and yeah, I hope everybody out there is doing good. We're alive and
no,
in love. All
no.
right.
We all alive. It's the cipher. We're gonna keep it moving here shortly. But first, all the way live from Plant City, up I-4 here in the Tampa Bay area, hot chocolate.
Hey, hey, hey. I am Chocolate Caliente. Yes, like that.
Uh-oh.
All right. Yes, got my bilingual flat
okay.
on tonight.
Yo, she's trying to flex her Spanish app on her iPhone skills.
Whatever. I know that's right. So what? You ain't got to put it on glass like that. She
How
got
about
the Rosetta
my,
Stone
hey,
for
Christmas.
It is not
Steve,
Rosetta Stone.
Senor,
it is
Steve.
El Paso, Texas, born and bred. Thank you. Yes.
Hombre.
I can understand way more than I speak still, but I still have something.
Bien. Mucho bien.
Yeah, no, you missed
don't
that. You missed
started.
That on the test. He missed that on the test.
Don't get him started, please. Don't get him started.
Hey, welcome to
we're
going to
get hate mail in a
Twitter.
Whole different language that can't nobody read.
Hey,
hieroglyphics out this joint.
Come on, stop. Hola, señorita.
Hey, señor. Mm-hmm. Como está?
They not a.
Hey.
Beans and disease to y'all, too. I don't know.
hey, we'll be right back, everybody. Hey, it's the Friday night site for Team Mom and the crew. Hey, it's time to sit.
Yeah.
So I heard you had a boyfriend, and I heard he treats you right. Words around, he got a good job. Great for you, that must be nice. Baby, tell me, are you happy? 'Cause I heard you never smile. Do you think about the good times? Tell me, is he worth your while? Is he the one that you belong to? Or did I push you in his arms? Ooh. Is he the one you're making love to? Or is it me you're thinking of? Ooh. I got it bad for you. I got it bad for you.
I got it bad for What's up, world? It's your girl, Toya, and you are tuned into TM Hyman Radio. Don't you dare move. Real talk, real people, real times. TM Hyman Radio.
Cause she's such a good
girl. Got this thing going on.
To make every minute worth it, baby. This for Usher, baby.
I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Let me holler and I bet $1 million, don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you, don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Don't nobody kiss it like you, don't nobody kiss it like you.
Usher Raymond is telling us that nobody can kiss it like you. TM Hyman Radio Live, the Friday night site at 9:14 p.m. here in Tampa Bay. Your girl Hot Chocolate, the General Madam CeeLo Boston. Usher is newly engaged, we hear, to is it his manager? Mm-hmm. She's his manager though as well, right?
I just know that they've known each other for they've been dating for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about the manager part.
And she's considerably older than Usher is.
Uh-oh.
Again, and in his left.
But you know, he likes older women.
He likes
women,
now. Yes, he likes some road tested now.
All right. We want somebody to know what they're doing.
I'm mad at him because he's a looker boy. He always has been. I just had to wait until he got over 18 to say it out loud.
Oh, I'm quite sure. One of his babysitters probably took him out.
Girl, do not sit here and tell me that you were not looking at Usher when he first came out with All the Time I Think of You. You was like, ooh, girl, when he get 10 more years older. I know you said it in your head because I said it in my head.
Child molesters.
I didn't say it in my head.
Hey, I said when he got 10 years older, which would have made him 24 at the time. Stop it. I'm
child
not.
Molesters.
Oh, I did not.
You,
I thought he looked like a little boy. He reminded me of my baby brother.
Whatever. Not 10 years
old.
He
want my type.
Mm-hmm.
He danced too much for me. You know,
yeah, that's funny.
You know,
hey,
I like to do a little bit of titty pop on, you know.
Hot chocolate, Madam Boston. TM say James might be stopping past. Yo, we just kind of bug out on Fridays. Recap the week in news and entertainment. These pervs are talking about Usher Raymond.
Whatever.
Hey, well, he's news. He's news.
Yeah,
oh, my God. Speaking
is.
Of which, had did y'all hear about TLC going on crowdfunding or whatever? I might be misspeaking on the name of the site, but they wanted to have the album funded by the fans, and they reached their goal.
I'm not paying to go in the studio. No, I just totally disagree. I'm not paying for your studio time.
That's dope though, no. Because what that says is that as a fan, I paid for my CD up front.
Right.
You know,
you're gonna pay for it again
up front. Yeah, I gave you the money ahead of time. And come on, now we love TLC. They're worth the money up front. Hot chocolate, you're not that cheap. Get out of here.
Now I'm not that cheap, but I'm gonna pay for it twice. It sounds like I'm gonna be doing because I'm helping GoFund you to make it, and then you want me to pay to have it.
We love TLC. Get out of here. Don't be economical.
Don't be economical. They're actually getting ready to go out on tour. TLC, Nelly, and New Kids on the Block, which should be interesting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they're coming here to the Tampa Bay area to Orlando. I want to say check the website for your local area tour date, but it's actually up on the New Kids on the Block website.
All right. You know what? You know what? Because we love TLC, and listen,
find them out there.
Google them on crowdfunding. Listen, no, forget about the haters. We love TLC.
They are.
Forget about it. Find them. Go out there and support that. Push them further over the top. Go TLC. Listen.
I want Chili to stop making all those lists, and maybe she'll get a man.
You're a hater. rest of my body is irrelevant. In other words, let's refresh your head about pulling down curtains and breaking the wall back. Yeah, I like it when you both set the lips on the TLC side.
They got a crowdfunding project right now in session. I believe if you make a donation towards the new project, you will get the new project in advance. That's how it goes down. Forget the haters.
All right. Hey, now that makes better sense.
There go the hater right there. I'm here, hand raised, now I feel better.
Give me something back for free. Just don't ask me for it, okay? We can do that. That's fine.
Oh, you thought they just wanted your money and you weren't going to get nothing out of time.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's why I said, I know the Girl Scouts be getting hell trying to go to her house. Hollering up the street.
Dude, they turn the corner.
Hell no, I don't want no cookies, little cookie girl. No.
Whatever.
Go to somebody else. You better not walk across my grass.
Not true. I support the Girl Scouts. Although I'm upset they have discontinued the Thank You Very Much cookies. That is going to lessen on the amount of support I can have for you. However, I will still support you. I will.
Speaking of TLC, they actually recently gave their thoughts on the Aaliyah movie as well as the recent Whitney Houston biopic, in which I still have not seen. You can weigh in on BET.com. To check out, I think Chili and T-Boz kind of weighed in since we're talking about TLC. Again, much love. This is the Friday Night Cypher. You're inside the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. You can follow us on Twitter. We're definitely on Facebook, at TM Hyman Radio, at Madam Boston, at Very Hot Choc. That's C-H-O-C. And, of course,
right.
Mr. TM Hyman. Again, we're all on Twitter. Hey, hit us up. Nokio had a birthday this week. Big up to Nokio, Drew Hill.
Sure.
Happy birthday, brother. Dr. Martin Luther King, again, we love you, doctor. Thank you for the dream. It's because of his dream that I have a dream and that actually we hear and folks are listening to us all over the world. So big up to everyone with a dream and a vision. Walk it out. Forget about the haters. I'm not talking about hot chocolate right now. We moved past that. I'm talking about the haters that you will come in contact with on a daily as you continue to strive. You know, you got to stay focused. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Stay focused. And this is most important. Stop looking back. Too many of us are looking back at the familiar, and I'm going to get off this box right here, but I'm going to park for the moment. Stop looking back. Look forward. Stay focused on the prize. Stop looking to the left. Stop looking to the right. It's a lot of distractions. Listen, do you know the average person has about 60,000 thoughts a day?
And mine looks like 150
thoughts a day. The average person, that's a lot going on in your mind, and that's the average person. So if you're someone that has insomnia and you're up more than the average person, you can kind of add a few more numbers, you know, to that 60,000. My whole point is this. Listen, you got to be focused. Success is about effort. Effort is about sacrifice. I'm going to shut up. But again, big up to visionaries and entrepreneurs and people with dreams, thanks to Dr. Martin Luther King and his dream, big up to y'all. Because it's business owners, small business owners across this country, the United States, that makes things happen at the end of the day. Believe that.
Yeah, for sure.
There you go.
For sure.
So,
yeah, I mean, that's whatever you do. Yeah, whatever you do, do it well. You know, whether you're a mail carrier or a trash man or the cable man or the cable lady or, hell, if you park cars, whatever the hell you do, do it well.
Don't be scratching people's side of their car up if you're parking cars. Don't be reckless.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't pretend to be a car person, not a car hop. What the hell do they call?
Valet.
Yeah. Valet. There you go.
What,
look at that.
What,
I ain't been on so long. I don't even.
The Urban Dictionary on this show?
She said car hop. She did.
I did. At least I didn't say a hat. Yeah,
okay.
Philadelphia,
we
they call
are,
hat. I didn't say that.
Hey, I'm gonna move past that. Hey, it's 9:28. It's 9:28, everybody. Hey, listen, we got a new project that's coming. You know, big up to Save James, who's actually spearheading this first joint for us. You can follow Save James on Twitter, SABE James. Save. Listen, we got a mixtape that's coming, and we need your help with helping us to name it. And if there's any graphic artists out there, we actually want to help to promote new artists, get material out there, get people new customers, really, at the end of the day. That's what we're talking about. We're about promoting businesses,
worldwide,
services, people who really are worth promoting. It's a lot of garbage out here. So we want to help those who are on point to rise above the garbage, because a lot of times the garbage kind of, you know, rises above some of the other stuff due to politics.
Yeah.
We want to use this platform in 2015 to promote people, places, and things that are worthy of being highlighted. Listen, you can hit us up at TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. If you have any ideas, suggestions, or if you want to submit some of your work to be promoted, we love to have you here as a guest. Again, Say James got a new mixtape joint that he's working on. We gave feedback the other day, roundtable, so we're tweaking it. We're making it, you know, what it's supposed to be for your listening ears. We think you deserve quality. Somebody want to weigh in, Esther, on a scale from 1 to 10, what they can expect? Be real. Be real.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a 9. Only because we don't have a name. Only because we don't have a name yet. Once we get a name,
so
then it'll be 10.
I'm going to play devil's advocate. Okay, are you being biased because you're a part of that show?
Nope.
Okay. How about you, Charlotte?
Well, I like it.
This no name project.
What, you know,
on a scale from 1 to 10.
From 1 to 10. I give it 8.
8.
Yeah, I give it 8.
Bang.
Yeah.
Bang.
Yeah.
Hey, it's 9:30. We're gonna pause for the calls. Come right back. Hey, it is Friday.
And that's without hearing the finished product.
Oh, the finished joint that we just got in our emails about 20 minutes ago is crisp. Hey, push it.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I haven't heard the finished version.
And it's
proof.
Hey.
Okay.
We're talking about
so
our
imagine
mixtape.
What it'll be. Right.
Okay.
Once
if
I
y'all
to
can
the
hear it, if y'all can hear it, hey, I'm going to shut up. We'll be right back. Team Hammer, you're live.
Jesus called the broken God.
Woo! They said be all you can be. Woo! They said be all you can be. I just wanna buy another Rollie. I just wanna pop another band. I just wanna sell dope forever. I just wanna be who I am. Woo! They said be all you can be, nigga. Woo! They said be all you can be. Always knew I could rule the world. Let's define what my world is. Knee deep in this dope money. Damn near where my world ends. Same block, same rock. I was thinking about murdering. I ain't getting my hands dirty. Let you worry about serving them. Yeah, they said be all you could be, nigga. Woo! They said be all you could be. I just wanna buy another Rollie. I just wanna pop another band. I just wanna sell dope forever. I just wanna be who I am. Yeah, they said be all you can be, nigga. Woo! They said the truth set you free.
Entrepreneur, strip club connoisseur, throw hot fudge Sunday, poured on you, hallelujah, poured on you, hallelujah, poured on you, hallelujah, and I be on my own dick, ain't that much room for you, red, white, and blue, I pledge allegiance to the street life, and even if it's leftovers, I still gotta eat right, got gas in my peace pipe, pink Sprite, she pee popping her jeans tight, all day I dream about they three strikes, we the type of crew to get fresh and sit in the living room, look got one, got a bad bitch in my swimming pool. Got a bad bitch in my swimming pool. Got a bad bitch in my swimming pool. We the type of crew to get fresh and sit in the living room. Look, got one. Got a bad bitch in my swimming pool.
Woo! They said be all you can be.
Pretty girl's my reputation. One on my arm, that's decoration. Get into it, no hesitation. To fuck with me, you need a reservation. To the top, escalating, elevating. Good music, legislation, delegating. And I mean that shit like exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. And I'm going till I KO. Eyes closed, I'm okay. All my bitches know they roll. Even when we role play, my homie got that 9 on him. All night and all day and all night and all day and all night. Like that shit's his motherfucking soulmate. Cause no time for hand in hand when you got this paper hand in hand. Bitch, I'm feeling like a grown ass little boy. Nigga, nan, 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 nan. Bitch, I'm feeling like a grown ass little boy. Cause I still love to get pampered. But don't get it twisted. Watch your step and fucking manners.
Woo! They said the truth set you free. Woo! They said be all you can be. Woo! They said be all you can be. I just wanna buy another Rollie. I just wanna pop another band. I just wanna sell dope forever. I just wanna be who I am. Woo! I just wanna be who I am. Woo! I just wanna be who I am. Always knew I could rule the world. Let's define what my world is. Knee deep in this dope money. Damn near where my world ends.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Yo, that was Pusha T with Who I Am. I love that song. It's 9:35 here on the East Coast, 6:35 on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, figure it out. And yo, we're rocking for the Friday Night Cypher. You know how we do? We recap news and entertainment on Fridays. Yo, I tell you, what was I trying to tell y'all about earlier? It had something to do with, oh, it's terrible. Okay, so I'm talking about
to Pusha T, who I hung out with when I was in VA, over the Thanksgiving holiday. And Rich Boy, you know, big up to those two talented cats who are burning up the charts right now. Much love, much success.
And we will still be, not at all, we will still be looking for our exclusive with Pusha T coming up here in the upcoming weeks before his new album is released. We're trying to go for March for that, so be on the lookout.
I'm excited about it.
Big up to MC Brains, who is in a play coming up, and I think it's like Standing in the Need. Out there, it's running a few shows out there. So big up to MC Brains back on the scene, new music, television project, and now plays. Hey, these artists are diversifying. Hey, they need those multiple revenues.
But that's dope,
he's
though, because
working,
then it gives, you know, the youth somebody, something to look up to, because I remember it was a time where, you know, you thinking about doing anything but one thing, you know, you caught a lot of flack for it, but now it's, you know, better embraced.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, so, yeah.
MC Brains' story is still very interesting, although I think he kind of hijacked our show when he came on.
Right.
But his story at the end of the day is a very interesting story, dealing with, you know, New Edition, Bev Bibb DeVoe, Michael Bivins,
yeah,
who was really, just like Nokio is the business mind behind Drew Hill, Michael Bivins really was the business mind behind the whole movement. I believe even the whole Bev Bibb DeVoe movement. And I think he also was a major part of the New Edition movement. So to be an artist that was cultivated and you know, groomed and managed by Michael Bivins, and to go through that saga of losing $2 million cash, you know, never really reaping the benefits, but it looked like you got all the fame, but you didn't really get the tangible things. That's a powerful story. And so he on the come up, he on the rebound, from a fall of grace, if you will. Even though it's the 90s, one thing you said, CeeLo, a lot of those artists from that era, they're coming back right now. They're coming out the woodworks right now. And I love it, because that was the best entertainment. The best entertainment came out of the 90s era. Bring that music back. Bring it back. Turn it down for what? Hey, we want that 90s music.
Right. But I mean, that's also because that was our generation that we were coming up in too. So, you know, hence why we can relate to so much of it. A lot of those songs were the soundtracks of our lives, you know.
Soundtrack to our
and
lives.
And we were the residual, right, with the whole, you know, New Jack City time frame. And, you know, we're really the survivors of that. The kids that are growing up now are the residual effects of the New Jack City era. And now we're all coming back as a resurgence. You know what I'm saying? Like coming back with a whole different point of view and perspective. You know, change happens slowly. It doesn't happen overnight.
You know what? Talking about change, I want to talk, or really this just came to me, but social media, to parents who actually listen to us, all the savvy, jazzy parents all across the country, all across the world, again, thanks for your support. You have us 101,000+ listeners strong. The brand is real. I got a text from a listener who I really appreciate, because she always bigging us up. She said, you know, awesome show, you know, recently. She said, I hear syndication in your future soon. I'm like, speak that, mama, speak that. Syndication,
okay.
What? Syndication, who?
Exactly.
But it's the support that kind of motivates us to do what we do. And guess what? We are. That's what we're pressing towards. And we about to actually take some real action, and we're going to need your help. When we decide where we want to be, and what team we really want to be under, because we kind of have it like that to be able to choose. They're not going to choose us. We're going to choose them. You feel me?
Yeah.
And then we're going to ask you to help us. We're going to have you to be involved as listeners that helped us to kind of, you know, mold this thing. And we're going to take action and make this all that it's supposed to be. Again, this is the year, 2015. That's why we want you to wake up, get your mind right, stop looking and being all distracted, looking back and look forward. Pull your stuff together. We want to do this together. Let's make 2015 the best year that we've had in our lifetime. Listen, if we aim high, we'll end up like somewhere where we're supposed to be. We'll be right
my
back.
Anaconda don't, my anaconda don't, my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Boy, Sway named Sway used to live in Detroit. Big, big, shootouts with the Lord, but he lived in a palace. Bought me Alexander McQueen, he was keeping me stylish. Now that's real, real, real. One in my purse, cause I came just to kill. Who wanna go first? I had him pushing daffodils. I'm fly as hell, I got them thirsty, Jack and Phil. I'm on some dumb shit.
Anaconda, TM Hyman Radio Live, 9:44 p.m. Your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, and the General. And I want to take a moment very, very quickly to shout out and big up VA's own Missy Misdemeanor Elliott and Timberland for purchasing a portion of a Clear Channel Network 92.1 FM, which the format is now hip-hop and R&B throwback, hip-hop and R&B. Yeah. So as we were discussing before the break, that's our genre, our generation, our music. So big up to y'all for doing that. I was listening to them earlier.
Word.
Yes.
Those are definitely our peoples right there.
Absolutely.
Trendsetters. Trailblazers, and they, you know, that money is long.
That was
money.
An awesome move, though. That was an awesome move because, you know, just to talk about a little bit of the behind-the-scenes logistics, 103 Jams for our Norfolk, Virginia, Hampton Roads area listeners and 92.1 were sister stations under Clear Channel, and we all know what the 103 Jams format has been for the longest, pretty much just, you know, kind of commercial, what, you know, the higher ups, and it's all a chess game and a trickle down effect. It's hard to explain in the time that we have left, which isn't very long. However, it was a big move because it kept a lot of local DJs and air personalities employed who were going to lose their jobs at 103. So again, very, very, very big shout out to Missy and Timberland for that.
That's leadership. And that's a coin. You know, they got
some
coin.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, they got some. That's long money right there.
Right.
That's long money. And they're our age, so that makes it even more fly. Like our peers doing
together.
That. Yes.
It's a business. Together.
Yes.
Get it together. It's never too late. Listen, I want
to
encourage somebody like right now. Listen. We are living like in a situation where everybody thinks that it's about greed, and again, it's fear. We talked about it already. People have this mentality. They're fearful, scared, you know. But listen, there's more than enough. We live in a world that there's more than enough. We live in a country that's more than enough. There is no lack. What's lacking is a positive mindset. There's more than enough goodness to go around. There's more than enough opportunity to go around. Don't get caught up in that mentality that has you fearful and not doing nothing. Just look around. There's a whole bunch of need. Feel the need. And you creating a revenue stream for yourself. It's a mindset.
Wow.
The glass half full, not half empty. It's half full. That's a mindset shift that has to take place in order for you to actually be successful at what you're doing. Everybody's not the problem. Everybody's not against you. Pull your silly self together.
And be willing to go out there and grind for it. It's not going to come to you easy.
Right. For sure.
Nothing worthwhile comes easy. Nothing worthwhile comes easy, period. And my entrepreneurs and leaders and owners and creators, we understand that. So, again, big up to the visionaries and entrepreneurs for the work you do is significant, even when it doesn't feel like it. Pat yourself on the back and move. Pop
it in the
world. Word.
Hey, who do y'all have on the upcoming Super Bowl? I know none of our teams made it, but you know.
I'm going for New England. I'm going for New England on this.
Nah,
yeah,
I'm always with the underdog.
I'm going with the VA boys, the squad, the Seattle squad. I'm going with the non-cheaters.
Uh-oh.
I said it.
Okay, my question is, how did they get caught?
Because one of the players from the Indianapolis Colts who did manage to score in that little bit of score that they got noticed that the ball felt sands of air, and he gave it to one of the officials, and that's how the investigation started.
Oh, so it started during the game.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, see, I didn't watch the game. That's why I didn't know that happened during the game.
See, this whole thing is that the air being deflated from the balls supposedly made it easier to catch and harder to fumble, which, you know, I can't say explain the score of 45-7 or whatever it was. Because
right, because why the other guys weren't able to catch and score? You know what I'm saying?
But the coach's track record also, you know,
Bill
made him look a little shady.
Track record is sketchy.
You know,
People
know
about accused
Belichick.
In the past.
Yeah.
He was accused in the past of recording the other team's was it offensive plays, defensive plays, or plays period, or something like that? Are there calls or something to that effect? Yeah. So he was recording something he had no business recording.
A little shady.
Mm-hmm. More than a little shady.
Hey, real people, real times, it's the social lab. We're recapping the week in news and entertainment. Hot chocolate, Madam Cebo Boston. Miguel, we're going to take a quickie pause. Come right back, 9:51.
Quick.
Mommy, you're looking like I'm just another guy that came to check it, that came to wreck it. No disrespect, but mommy, that's correct, sir. What's in them jeans that got my mind hectic? I can see that you're feeling my fashion. Is it cause I'm flashing? Or is it this cash that's just way too reckless? Or is it this necklace? Wait, let me interrupt myself with this message.
I just want a quickie. No bite marks, no scratches, and no hickeys. If you can't get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quick fix up in your mix, miss. Send me a wish list, I have you addicted. So, mommy, come hit this. Mommy, I realize that I'm managed. Speak a language of love like Spanish. Y'all know bougie, I'm so upset. Know what I mean? Yeah, sorry, that was Portuguese. That I speak with ease. Please, get on a knee. I got a penny for your thoughts if you know what I mean. I just want a quickie, no bite marks, no scratches, and no hickeys. If you can't get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved, yeah. I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quick fix, up in your mix, miss. Send me a wish list, I have you addicted. So mommy, come hit this. Don't be offended, babe, by what I say. It's just a game. I play pillage and plunder. Call me a plumber. Knock on this wood, get rocked by this thunder. Don't be offended, babe, by what I say. It's just a game. And how I play pillage and plunder. Call me a plumber. Knock on this wood, get rocked by this thunder.
I don't
want to
be loved, I don't
want to
be loved.
I just want a quickie, no bite. No scratches and no hickeys. If you can't get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved, yeah. I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quick fix up in your mix, miss. Send me a wish list, I have you addicted. So mommy, come hit this.
I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quick. No bite marks, no scratches, and no hickeys. If you can't get with that, mommy, come get with me.
I don't wanna be loved,
yeah.
I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quick fix up in your mix, miss. Send me a wish list, I have you addicted. So mommy, come hit this. I just want a quickie.
Hey.
No bite marks, no scratches, and no hickey.
No hickey.
If you can't get with that, mommy, come
hey, get with me. CM Hyman Radio Live. That was Miguel. Well, I don't want to be loved. Yo, I love that. Yo, Friday Night Cypher. It's 9:55. We only got a few minutes left in the show. Thank y'all for rocking with us. If you missed the show, of course, you can wait about 15, 20 minutes and check us out. Yeah, yeah. Y'all got, any other stories that we, oh my gosh, hey, did you guys see that Malcolm Jamal Warner came out to say something on behalf of him? And
no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I'll share. I didn't get a chance to actually. I'm trying to tell you, I didn't get a chance to actually read it. I did repost it, but I didn't get a chance to read it. I hadn't been by a computer all day.
How are you going to ask us if we heard something?
Because I was hoping that maybe y'all did.
But she ain't tell us what it is.
What? No, that what? That Malcolm Jamal Warner spoke out on the Bill Cosby situation.
Well, we want to know what he said.
I mean,
yeah,
me too. That's why I asked y'all.
She just want to keep it as the headline. We get it.
Hey,
shade.
Oh.
Hey, we're back shade. On Monday, 9 p.m. Hey, we
and
love
y'all
the show.
Stop beefing on Facebook.
Oh no.
It's not my nobody on this on our show. But, you know, it is, you know, it happens very often when people get into beefs on Facebook over misunderstandings or
Facebook is not the arena to air out your dirty laundry, people.
At all. Unless you're using it for a plot or a ploy. Keep your business in between you and the person you got a problem with.
Wow.
It's not a good look, especially if you have, you know, have business stuff that you promote online. It's definitely not the same platform to air
just
out.
Just know I'm going to be in the background with my popcorn watching. I may not type anything, but I'm sure reading the comments.
Right, but I'm right. Definitely watching it, right. Hey.
You don't want me to read the comments? Don't put it out there. That's all
don't,
I'm saying.
And, Yes. Oh, you know
I'm
what?
Read the
okay, because I'm gonna read the comments. Yeah. Oh, hey, for our listeners, we gonna have Chip Fu on the show, and that's a throwback from Fushnikins. Lost move. We ain't got nothing to prove.
I am a true Fushnik.
See, I'm trying to tell you, we bring it to y'all live every time.
That's right.
We about to get out of here.
We are ready for the weekend.
So whatever you do, do it well.
TM Hyman Radio Live, the General, Madam C. Low Boss, and your girl Hot Chocolate. Peace, everybody.
Peace.
Hey, good night. Back on Monday, 9 p.m. Mikos. Fight night,
baby.
Pick up, bro. Dance to the left. My wrist, dance to the right. Little mama, she keep looking at me.
I'm a knock y'all like fight night.
Hit it with a left, hit it with a right. I'm a knock y'all like fight night. Hit it with a left, hit it with the right. I'm a knock y'all like fight night. If you know me, know this ain't my first way. Certified everywhere, ain't got a print or resume.
Take out L.A.
Talk crazy, I pull up underlay. R.P. to Nate, dog, I had to regulate. Pocket rocket fire, watch him disintegrate. It's a short load, them ain't known to illustrate. Third line state, all on my dinner plate. Your main beer, cause she wanna make a stay. Rich nigga, I can never be a broke nigga. Broke nigga, I can never get along with them. Always been hated since a little nigga. Forever put you nigga, gotta deal with it. Bro, dance to the left. My wrist, dance to the right. Little mama, she keep looking at me.
I'm a knock y'all like fight night.
Hit it with a left, hit it with a right. I'm a knock y'all like.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show, real.